Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We need to get our fighting spirit back. We need to find our manhood, our humanity again. We need to rouse the sleeping giant that is the Republic and crush the globalists, drive the parasites out of the nation, arrest them. All right, I'm going to go to phone calls for a while and try to cool down, and then I'm going to get into how they're using race to control the population, how FEMA is now directly taxing the American people to fund its global government takeover. We're going to continue with all of this today. Got a bunch of stacks of key news I haven't gotten to yet, but right now let's go back to your calls. Steve in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I want to put a call out to all info warriors in the state of Arkansas. We have a governor's race this November, and we have a liberal Democrat, Mike Beebe. That's our governor, and he's very likely to get reelected. And the Republicans have put up a vanilla, plain vanilla, you know, establishment type. And so what we're trying to do, Alex, is get a third-party candidate on the ballot, Constitution Party. And the gentleman that's running Constitution Party is a man by the name of Frank Gilbert. He's the mayor of a small town, and he wants to push state sovereignty. He wants to campaign on nullification of Obamacare and nullification of a lot of the overreaches of the federal government, sow seeds of state sovereignty throughout the state.
And well, you know what? We got thousands and thousands of listeners every day in Arkansas. Everybody needs to rally and get behind him.
And can I get out a website, Alex?
People sure.
Go to? It's gilbertforgovernor.org. That's Gilbert, the number four, gilbertforgovernor.org.
Hey, let me change subject, Steve. Did you hear me read all the articles where the majority of states are going bankrupt or are bankrupt? And they're going, oh, we raised all the taxes and tax receipts went down. We didn't know that would happen. These engineers, that's 101. That when you raise taxes, you get less revenue. They want to destroy the economy.
Yes, Alex, and here in this state, our governor bought into the expansion of unemployment. And so whereas Arkansas was overfunded on our unemployment, since we bought into their plan and did what they said, we're now, businesses are having their, I'm an accountant myself, and businesses across the state are having to pay just a tremendous increase for unemployment taxes.
Believe me, you ought to see the taxes here. People say, well, just don't pay them. I'm running a pretty good-sized operation. I've got to choose my battles. But, I mean, it is getting bad, and the economy, everybody can see it. It is just getting worse and worse. And the media is saying, hey, the economy's good. You're all losing your jobs. But the one benchmark is the banks are making record profits, and so we're just going to accelerate it. I appreciate your call. It's just disgusting. Chris in Kentucky, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's what you just said with the last caller. The media during the Kentucky Derby this weekend just did the same thing, and how everything is looking up. They used the media as a record crowd for the Kentucky
Open. Now, did they have troops running around arresting people this time to condition folks?
Exactly, and they were on motorcycles. And Chief
I didn't watch it. So, last year I happened to be at a restaurant when it was on TV. I happened to see troops running around. What happened this year?
Well, this year, you know, there was a lot of propaganda about it. You know, Chief Robert White, by the way, who's a candidate for the Dallas Police Department. I don't know if he's going now, but the media was interviewing him a day before the Oaks, saying that it's really good they have all these security out here, and they're talking about the police and military working together. And the jokes about how the media just says, well, if we need more reinforcements, Fort Knox is right in the other county. I mean, I'm just sick and tired.
And in the next county, Fort Knox, that very week, was training to take on the Tea Parties.
Exactly. And that's what just burns me up. These people in this county better start waking up. And if we don't, but I did meet some people locally here, some college kids that do listen to your show, are waking people up, because David Ray Griffin was here last week, too.
Well, I'll tell you how the news works. They pre-interview people. I've told the story. I know somebody that works at the Austin airport, and he talked about how he saw them interview over 40 people about the increased security, and 39 said they didn't like it. As soon as they got to one old lady who liked it, they shut their cameras down and left, and then that was on the news that night. So that's how they distort and warp. They find the groveling slaves.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. I've gotten behind with calls and covering news, but in the final hour, I'm going to get to race-based politics and how that's being used to control people and bring out some historical perspective. Then in the last half hour, I'm going to get into the fact that it is an overpopulation myth on this planet, and that the West is actually dying. We're going to go over the numbers. Very important information we need to get out to everybody coming up in the last hour today. Right now, I want to go back to your calls. Then we have another guest joining us to deal with all of these FEMA activities, forcing people to buy insurance, which is underwritten by FEMA. In fact, guys, I saw in my folder that original article about that guy from the local newspaper we have having on was not in there. So I need that. All I have is his bio. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Matt in Boston. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing, Alex Jones?
Good.
I would love to thank you for everything that you're doing. I feel like you don't get praised enough when you're on the air. I just feel like, you know, I'm 22 years old. I'm working in Boston. I've worked many different jobs. And I like now like during these days, these past few days, I've been seeing this. A lot of people coming to me about what's going on with, you know, the police state. People are worried about getting pulled over everywhere.
But according to the news, everyone loves it because thank God they were running a drill when the bomber hit, like they are every time. Thank God they saved us. I mean, we've got to give up all our freedoms and pay all our taxes and let the banks take over, because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will get us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just ridiculous. And I really appreciate you telling the people the complete truth about whatever is going on. It's just so disgusting to watch Mr. Obama up on screen basically telling everybody that, yeah, you're getting raped of your money and all sorts of things. It's like, I'm looking at my life and what it could be like 20 years down the road, and I want to have a private property. I want to be able to, like, live my life the way I want to live it.
Basically, you're saying you're a terrorist.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it bothers me the most.
Well, I mean, how do we think the communists were going to take America over? And again, communists that work for the big banks to steal our wealth at the international level. They were going to stage terror attacks. They were going to do it in the name of protecting us. That's how it's always done. And now it's happening.
Alex, I think the most frustrating thing for people of my age, and I think many people of my age, and even the people that work with you can say the same thing, that the people that are about, you know, 50 to 60 years old that have been, you know, listen to the regular media for their entire lives, like including my stepfather and my family, they don't know what the truth is. They just look at the box and think that everything that comes through it is the truth. And it's so aggravating because when you start talking about the real issues with people, they don't even want to talk about it.
Well, see, and TV is all designed like, you know, they're reading off the teleprompter and the info babe's smiling at you, and it's all about how they're going to keep you safe and we're your friends and the government loves you and, oh, we hope the Tea Party didn't do the bombing, but don't worry, we've got the army training to take them on. Anybody that criticizes the loving bankers wants to hurt children. I mean, it's just such elementary brainwashing.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's like, you know, I went through the public school systems, and when I was, you know, about five, you know, in the fifth grade, you know, with the MCAS that came out, and then all of a sudden Bush took office, and we got the No Child Left Behind Act. I mean, I didn't think about it then. I mean, I didn't really care, but when I got out of it, I'm like, how did these people get through school? Like, I'm looking at the grades younger than me, and it's like they're getting taught these ridiculous, you know, concepts of way to live their life. It's like,
exactly.
Like
most of school, and I appreciate your call, is about how to behave, how to be obsessed with race, how to, you know, in the name of fighting racism, which is tribalism, it's just obsess on it, you know, to learn about how the government loves you, you know, the textbooks about global warming is going to kill you and there's too many people and we're all going to have microchips soon and world government's good and the New World Order's good. I mean, that's in the textbooks. And No Child Left Behind was the feds just fully taking over education to accelerate the federalization and the brainwashing. I appreciate your call, Matt. Let's talk to Tim in Brazil. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? This is Tim Anderson, a professional wrestler. I just came from the States. I came back down here for a match. Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, dude, a lot of people don't know that he still runs the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio every year.
Yeah, the big steroid fest.
Yeah, huge, man. I mean, it's all over, and people just don't know about it. And on top of that, we're talking about a man that didn't even show up for his own father's funeral, and then, like you said later, when people, when he was running for governor, he bought the movie back so that he could take things out of the movie, including him talking about being senseless, no sensitivity towards human feelings, emotions, so that he could win contests. And his father died, and he didn't show up for the funeral.
It's disgusting. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Tim. Pepper in Arizona. Pepper, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm in Arizona, and there's a couple of things going on today in Arizona that's really disgusting. The first thing being that the Reverend Al Sharpton is supposed to be leading a group of protesters from a Phoenix church down to the Capitol again today. So all the major news media is there. I'm not sure exactly what time that's all going to come down.
I wonder if the illegals will set fire to restaurants and attack people like they did with torches in Santa Cruz. Or I wonder if they'll attack police again, and then it won't even be on the national news.
Or, you know, continue to smear all their refried beans all over our capital. And then the other thing is that the Suns team, the owner of the Suns team, Sarger, has actually come out against the bill.
Yeah, and he's changing the name of the team to Spanish, to like make it about controlling our border as anti-Hispanic, to create the illusion that we can't have a border, we can't have a country, or we're racist.
Well, not just that, but that's what's going on tonight, is that they are wearing their Spanish jerseys tonight. And what we're trying to do with our Tea Party groups is that we're trying to get everybody together, the hope anyway, and go down there with signs that says, hey, we don't have tickets, but we're entitled. Let us in. So I don't know if that will work.
Hey, that, exactly. You should get box seats for free.
I know.
And if they don't give you free seats, they're racist.
Well, and you know, and that's the thing, too, is that I have learned that there's a new definition for racist. According to people here, that if you're white, you're a racist. If you want secure borders and things like that, if you're Latino and Hispanic and supporting the bill, then you're a sellout. My daughter-in-law has come from the Dominican Republic. She's done it legally, has spent thousands of dollars trying to do that, and people are calling her a sellout because she supports the bill.
A sellout. Yeah, well, the illegals have sold out to the bankers, and it's just disgusting. I appreciate your call. Great points. Excellent points, Pepper. Let's talk to Laura in Texas. You're on the air, Laura.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
This is one of the Info Warriors here calling into your show. I recently had went to a tea party in Dallas, and when Mark Davis, that scumbag, was talking, and, you know, who called all of us truthers cult members. But what
dirty,
happened?
Dirty, despicable cult
yes,
members.
Yes, yes. And Deborah Medina says, I agree, you know. And
you're supposed to say, oh, I love that flip-flop. Oh, I worship you too. Oh. Yeah.
I know. I've actually ran into her a few times before, you know, and at luncheons.
Let's get this straight. I don't think Deborah Medina's bad, and I still said vote for her. But for her to say it's healthy and good and the towers did fall in a strange way and all these interviews and then agree that we're despicable, evil trash, you know, oh, I agree. Oh, yes, Mark, yes. Oh, they are. I mean, you know, that's wrong. Now, the straw man people, a few of them, and some people in her campaign actually did this. It was a dirty trick, but it failed. You know, too bad for them to say that I was mad because she wasn't a truther. When she was in my studio and on the air, I never even brought up 9/11 truth to her. I never made an issue out of it. But the straw man was, Alex doesn't like her because she's not a truther. No, it was the flip-flop. If Ron Paul suddenly came out and said, I'm against auditing the Fed, I'm pro-war, and did a flip-flop, I would say, man, we got a problem with Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. But according to these people, you know, I should just say, oh, you know, if that, I mean, I should like Newt Gingrich because he believes global warming's real. I mean, again, I'm not allowed to have my political views, but sorry, go ahead.
I know how you feel.
So what'd you say to Mark Davis? You booed him?
We were in the crowd and we were like, yeah, that guy's right. Cause this guy was wearing, you know, one of your shirts, Infowars.com, like the shirts that we've bought from your show, several of them. And he was just, you know, saying, you're a liar, Mark Davis. And we videotaped some of it, you know, what we could get of it because we didn't want him to, you know, do anything to him. But, they kicked him out. And then they proceeded to kick us out because we were handed out freedom to fascism. You know,
oh, yeah. No. You don't go to a Republican neocon tea party and hand out a disc calling for an audit of the Fed made by a Jewish guy because criticizing the Federal Reserve is anti-Semitic. You know, that's the spin. They make it about that and invoke the race, but and class stuff. But how dare you try to hand out American freedom to fascism? That is so evil. You don't criticize the IRS. They're good.
The thing is that the guy said, oh, you're not allowed here and everything. And, you know, we were just, you know, out there handing out movies. We weren't drinking like a bunch of them were, you know.
Well, just remember that. That's the Tea Party Express, not the real Tea Party. And they're having trouble taking it over. They had some success, but people woke up. And so just let all those Republicans, they want to lose their bank accounts and pension funds. They want to lose their Bill of Rights. They love naked body scanners. Don't worry. You know, if they're successful, the Republicans will come in and continue everything Obama did. And then the Democrats will put another Democrat in and they'll feel like they're winners. And then it'll just keep going and we'll all be idiot slaves. So how did this end?
Well, it ended that we handed out 300 DVDs of Freedom to Fascism, even though they kicked us out. And, If you go to our website, educatorsofliberty.com, you'll find that we are very active. And
you have done well.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back live, continuing with your phone calls. We're going to spend about 10, 15 minutes looking at FEMA's shenanigans. FEMA is its own taxing authority now. We'll explain how coming up. But right now, let's go to Mark in Maryland. You're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, my friend.
I just want to, if it's okay, make a few quick bullet points. I'll try to be quick because I know you don't have a lot of time. First thing is, I wanted to get your take on Bill Maher, because I've used to be a fan, but it seems like now, it seems like he's just a part of it. I mean, I don't know if he's a part of the media that,
Look, he plays the part of a left gatekeeper He'll admit vaccines have got a problem because, you know, that's very popular and most Americans know that's the truth now, despite the propaganda. And he'll lie every time there's a dust storm. He says it's global warming. He pushes the police state. I mean, Bill Maher's a political operative.
I don't doubt it because now when I listen to him, it just really seems like he's helping push the agenda.
And that's because Bush is out of power. When the Democrats are in power, their supporters and hacks and pundits and proxies, they then are the establishment. And the Republicans are posing as anti-tyranny. Now, as soon as they change places again, it's a tag team. It's like a wrestling match between Hulk Hogan and Jesse Ventura. It's not real. As Jesse has said, it's not real. But you tell kids, I mean, I remember being a kid in Dallas and I'd be at a friend's house watching wrestling and I'd say, look, that's not real. And they'd say, shut up, Alex, it is real. And the general public, Republicans are still, the Republican Party is good and I like them. And the Democrats are, Obama's good and I like them. And that's why they're robbing us. People have just got to grow up and get into issues and become constitutionalist, not partisan twits.
I agree, sir. And two things real quick, and I'll let you go. Actually, three real quick. George Carlin, Bill Maher is from the George Carlin camp, and I know George Carlin would probably agree with you on everything. So I don't understand this.
George Carlin, you know, we have an interview with him in Truth Rising about 9/11 Truth, and he said he thinks 9/11's a lie. And I don't agree with George Carlin on God and stuff, but, I mean, George Carlin was real and wasn't a political hack. He said, there's a club and you ain't in it. There's a global elite. They're dumbing you down with the schools. So George Carlin was about 90% right, and Bill Maher's about 20% right. So two different animals. Please, let's not compare George Carlin, who I'm a fan of on most issues. I mean, I really think he was a very talented person with the other person.
Okay, last thing real quick. Dr. Steve Greer, I know you don't like to get involved with the UFO talk because it scares away people, but I've heard Dr. Greer talk about the same stuff you're talking about the hidden agenda of the government that we don't know about. And what about Hawking's last statement? Do you think that has anything to do with Project Bluebeam?
I've been meaning to cover that forever, and Stephen Hawking, the physicist, said we shouldn't be trying to contact other civilizations, which they've been doing for 50 years. Chances are they're going to predatorily come in here and take over. But space is so big, and unless it's interdimensional travel, I mean, there's probably so much life out there. If you want my opinion on all this, like Christ said, I have other flocks. There is so much life out there that we're probably like an amoeba floating along, in a stream in the middle of a forest. They're not particularly focused on the amoeba. And I'm not saying we're not important and we're part of this larger system and we're going to grow into something even more amazing. But listen, I don't mind people that talk about chupacabras and aliens. And I mean, that's interesting. And I think it's okay to get people thinking and debating and outside the political box. That's probably a healthy thing overall. And the whole disclosure project and the rest of it. I mean, Lord only knows what's going on. The Army is admittedly training to confiscate our guns in mainstream news. And the public calls it a conspiracy theory. So I don't get off into, all the other things that are going on and alien technology and things like that because I can't bona fide prove it. But I don't slight those that want to research it and look at it. Like Coast to Coast AM, they have some shows where they cover the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. They have other shows where they cover, are aliens visiting the planet? That's number one talk show in the country at night, second biggest show in the world after Limbaugh, 16 million listeners conservatively. I think it's fine what Coast to Coast is doing because it's at least getting people to debate and think. It's not a judgment I'm making that I don't cover those subjects. It's just that I'm dealing with the healthcare takeover. I'm dealing with the census. I'm dealing with the wars. I'm dealing with the nanotechnology that they're putting into the food and vaccines. I'm just sticking to what is absolutely immediate, and I know I can do something about it. And believe me, if I'm out camping 6 months from now and a flying saucer lands in front of me and little green men walk off of it, I'm going to be talking about it on air. But I have not seen Martians, and so I don't cover Martians. But a lot of astronauts say that they have seen UFOs. And so it's something's going on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Has even tried it on the wine spread, much too long, prevail, Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah.
We are back live, and I've got a guest on for this segment, and we're going to continue with your calls and a bunch of news in the next hour. Levy official, FEMA plans a scam to raise money. That's from KATV Television. And we've got the chief engineer and levy district head on with us, going to him in just a moment. Another way these agencies are setting up their own illegal taxing authorities and covert massive taxes, getting a lot of phone calls. People on hilltops are being told they've got to buy flood insurance from FEMA. Just like the government health care plan makes you buy insurance, and the government gets part of it. So we're going to be talking about that in a moment. We're carrying a lot of new books and videos at Infowars.com. In fact, we've added two new videos today to the online video bookstore shopping cart. These are the most informative titles, the best info I've seen out there, not to mention the 20-plus films I have directed and produced. It's all available at Infowars.com. And we have Jesse Ventura's new book, a New York Times bestseller. It went to number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, American Conspiracies. It gets into just so many important issues. You can get this book discounted and get a free film of your choice at InfoWars.com. We're also now carrying his last bestseller, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, heavily discounted. And we're carrying Fletcher Prouty's The Secret Team that's back in paperback. And this thing's like hundreds of dollars if you try to buy one of the originals. Fletcher Prouty, the head of Black Ops, who came out and exposed the fact that the CIA killed Kennedy. He wrote the book JFK that much of the film JFK was based on. And we also have that book now. And The Secret Team in paperback, put out by Skyhorse Publishing, the same folks that are publishing Jesse Ventura's books. And it was Jesse a few weeks ago who was on air with us. The governor pointed out that these books were back in print now because he kind of pushed Skyhorse to do it. And so now they're available at InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got some specials involved with these that will blow you away. It spreads the word. It gets the info out and your purchase of Patriot T-shirts, ball caps, bumper stickers, wristbands, videos, films. It funds our operation. I want to thank all of you that do that. And all of my films are posted in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members as well. But if you go to InfoWars.com, our new film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the 10 military regions under NORTHCOM, the new governor's council that circumvents the states, specially picked state governors under federal control, bypassing the states. That's covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and so much more. Jason Burmes' new film I produce, Invisible Empire, A New World Defined. These two new films are so important to get at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And don't forget Fall of the Republic. We detail the banking takeover, how Obama has become the head of the United Nations Security Council in violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, how the banks plan to totally destroy the economy. Now you see that unfolding. This is a film every American has to see. If you understand the eugenics, endgame blueprint for global enslavement, why the globalists are setting this up, Shadow Government by great filmmakers exposes the whole COG takeover system, all available at InfoWars.com today, ladies and gentlemen. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And I know you, the listener, already know all this information, or most of it. It's your neighbors, your friends, your family. You can talk till you're blue in the face trying to wake somebody up, but you give them one of these powerful films. And all these films have online bibliographies, so you can check all the facts in them. It has a much higher rate of waking somebody up. Okay. The health care bill was written by the insurance companies. That's now come out. We've had Ron Paul on, Lord Monckton and others to break that down, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, economist. That's in the subsections. We've covered it. This is corporate welfare. Well, now FEMA, that's the shadow government system, is expanding floodplains. And I was getting a bunch of calls the last 2 weeks about this. I know some folks that have a little lake cabin, and it is just probably 100 yards away from water, 60, 70 feet from where the lake has ever flooded, and massive, massive insurance that they've been told the federal government says you've got to buy, and FEMA underwrites it. FEMA gets a big cut of it, and we've got this TV report, a levy official, FEMA plans to scam to raise money. Rob Rash, CEO and chief engineer of the Levy District, made his accusation Saturday during a candidate forum. Rash told candidates that FEMA officials told him the agency owes $20 billion to the U.S. Treasury, and the only way they can get it is through flood insurance premiums. And so, but it's also the precedent of this being set up where they're going to start making people buy flood insurance who are 5,000 feet above sea level. I mean, this is really happening, and it's another form. It's like all the bills, new ones every year, on your cell phone bill. Now they want computer service charges for your internet. Now they want all these other environmental fees. Just hundreds of new taxes all across the country are coming, and it's just destroying us. So we appreciate Rob Rash for joining us. Sir, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Okay. I mean, tell us about yourself, what's happened, what FEMA said in these meetings.
Alex, when we met with FEMA in Washington, D.C., they told us point blank that that they had $20 billion worth of debt that they had to repay from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and the only way they had to recoup that money was through flood insurance premiums. And what they are doing, in 2004, the Congress started the map modernization program and directed FEMA to update their maps, but the update was just to digitize these existing maps for ease of replacement and renewal. In 2006, FEMA began a map modernization program or the mid-course adjustment post-Katrina, which incorporated levees and definition of floodplains. And what FEMA's doing is they are redefining floodplains across the country and requiring flood insurance so that they can recoup the money lost through Hurricane Katrina and Rita. And so what they're doing is areas that have never bought flood insurance in the past are now being at least either strongly recommended or required to purchase flood insurance. And this will affect 40% of the country. There's a 40% chance that you will be caught up in this scam. The reason that it is a scam is because if you go to any insurance company in the country and buy a flood insurance policy, FEMA underwrites every single one of those policies. FEMA is setting the rules. FEMA is defining the floodplain. And they are also setting the insurance requirements for the purchase of
And they the get a percentage of that money then put into a fund, correct?
That is correct. They get that money will go to the U.S. Treasury, or it's supposed to be to go to the U.S. Treasury to repay the debt incurred by Katrina. Now, with the mid-course adjustment, that was all written within the bureaucracy. That was not mandated by Congress. The 2004 bill, MAP Modernization Program, was mandated by Congress. The mid-course adjustment was all done within FEMA and the bureaucracy, and that is what incorporated the redefining of floodplains. And what FEMA is doing is they are completely ignoring the flood control structures that have been constructed the last 100 years across this country. And if you are affected at all, protected at all by a man-made structure, you will buy some form of flood insurance, and it will affect 40% of the population of this country.
So if you live even anywhere near a dam or anywhere near a levee or any type of Army Corps of Engineer program, they're now going to have this expanded tax. And FEMA, I've also read, but correct me if I'm wrong, because I've just seen it here and there in the news, that they're also saying we may not allow building in expanded areas now. And so it's federal jurisdiction over where you can build, what you can do, federal control over the levees districts, over the counties, just a giant scam. And if they get away with this, the sky's the limit.
Alex, what they're doing right now is that every one of these municipalities across the country that is facing the map modernization or the remapping of their area, they are sending an ordinance from FEMA. And I'll quote you from that ordinance. This ordinance states that they will limit that this municipality, anyone that requires this or adopts this ordinance, will limit any unwise development in floodplains. Well, who determines what unwise development is and adverse impacts of floodplain development? And what FEMA is doing is taking areas that people have lived and raised families and businesses for hundreds of years and built flood control structures to protect themselves, and they're negating these flood control structures and requiring insurance behind them in an effort to limit development. And this will destroy economic development in numerous areas across the country. And I'll give you an example. Collinsworth, Illinois, the federal government and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers came in and built a levee system from scratch that exceeded the 500-year level of protection. Under these new requirements issued by FEMA, these levees no longer meet those requirements, and although they passed a 100-year flood in 93 and 97 and protected the people of Collinsville, Illinois, they now are considered a high-risk area and are required to buy the highest amount of flood insurance, the highest.
Well, here's another example. Take areas of Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, areas of Texas. There's a lot of families and individuals that bought, over the last 100 years, cheap property. They're building golf courses, hotels on it. I mean, you name it, but people own it. And I've seen articles in different newspapers where now FEMA and others are just saying, look, you can't build here anymore. And if people choose to build a beach house that's 20 feet off the ground because they want to be on the beach, that's their business. And if they don't want to have it insured, they shouldn't be forced to get that insurance. So, I mean, this is really tyranny. And we see where this is leading, just where the sky's the limit.
Right. And what's going to happen is FEMA is requiring these municipalities to accept this ordinance, or they will withhold funding for any emergency management, any emergency whether it be a tornado, whether it be an earthquake, whether it be any type of emergency, they are threatening withholding of funding unless these maps are accepted by the local municipality. And as part of that, they have got to accept floodplain management, which requires everything to be elevated above that, quote, 100-year flood elevation as determined by FEMA.
So basically, this is worse than federalization and a violation of the 9th and 10th Amendment. This is unelected executive branch FEMA basically saying, look, 40% of this country, we're now in control of it. We're the boss. We run your county. We run your city. We run your state.
That is correct. That is exactly what they're doing. And they are holding future federal funding for any type of disaster as they're dangling that carrot in front of them.
And let's be clear. They take our state money and on average send about 33 cents back with strings attached.
That's correct.
I tell you, pretty soon we won't be able to do anything without FEMA's permission. And if they pass this carbon tax law, home inspections, federal zoning laws, it just goes on and on. I'm getting a lot of feedback on this, and I'm seeing a lot of news articles where local flood managers and people are really upset by this. So it looks like at least some people are becoming aware of what's happened. Is there any way to stop this?
There is a way to stop it. Congress can stop this. It takes quite a few congressmen. I'll give you an example. In 2007, there was a bill that passed through the Senate requiring mandatory flood insurance across the board behind or protected by any man-made structure. It passed with only four votes against through the Senate. It did not. It came out of the Senate Insurance Committee, which Chairman Senator Dodd is chairman, and it passed with only four dissenting votes. However, we now have 16 senators that are against this mandatory flood insurance and what FEMA is doing. And this letter has been sent to FEMA, and several meetings have occurred with FEMA to slow this down through the bureaucracy. But it has to be stopped, and it'll have to be stopped through the Congress.
Okay, reading this article from KATV Television, and this is out of Truman, Arkansas. It says an official at the St. Francis Levee District says recommendations by the Federal Emergency Management Agency for local landowners to purchase flood insurance are nothing more than a scam. Rob Rash, CEO and chief engineer of the Levee District, made this accusation Saturday during a candidate forum at Truman attended by several people hoping to win the first district congressional seat. Rash told candidates that FEMA officials told him the agency owes $20 billion to the U.S. Treasury, and the only way they can get it is through flood insurance premiums, part of which FEMA gets. So, I mean, to be specific, though, this is not an accusation. You're saying this was openly said when you were in Washington.
That is correct. In a meeting at the Mayflower Hotel with the Mississippi Valley Flood Control Association and FEMA. And this, it's very clear, and FEMA officials were very clear that the only way that they had to get money is through the flood insurance premiums. And that is what they are pushing. They are taking flood control structures that have federal dollars and local dollars and billions of federal dollars and local dollars to protect citizens and have been designed, constructed, and maintained over the last 150 or 200 years. And they're negating them completely on these flood maps and creating a fictitious fear for people around our area for the Mississippi River. We're a part of the Mississippi River and Tributaries Project, which provides a level of protection that exceeds what FEMA's wanting.
But that's always, I mean, the feds don't want development in many areas. They want to be able to control it. It's part of the rewilding project. And I've seen the numbers. I've had congressmen on to cover it. But most of the money that FEMA gets is used for COG, continuity of government, shadow government type stuff. So we also, I need to understand that a lot of this flood money is going to other stuff.
Right, and I'm not familiar exactly where FEMA's money goes, but I can tell you that the expansion of these floodplains and the redefining of these floodplains and the redefining of the risks that actually exist will put billions of dollars in FEMA's bank account. And so this is an expansion of a system that this just clearly is a scam, because you have FEMA who is setting the limits. They're setting the standards, and they're the ones required. acquiring it. So you have one, you have all three entities under one roof.
And they're the ones getting the money.
That is correct. That is correct, regardless of where you purchase this flood insurance. And this will destroy economic development in a number of areas across this country. And I want to read you something.
Well, that's where everybody wants to live, is on a river or a lake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is all part of floodplain management that was put out. This is from an excerpt out of the 93 flood report, which was written to extend floodplain management and to explain floodplain management. And basically what it does is it states that people need to be moved from floodplain and need to be moved to higher ground. And what they're doing is they are redefining floodplains to extend into 40% of this country.
Let's be clear. That is, let's come back and talk more about that in the final segment. That is so massive, a total takeover, and they're saying, we don't want you living here. And it's like the Wetlands Act, where a puddle on your ranch, now you can't run cattle there. They tried that. We finally defeated most of that. It's a giant power grab. 40% of the country, your new landlord, your new boss, is FEMA if we don't beat this. Stay there, sir.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, there is a war on for your mind. We're talking to Bob Rash, and he is the chief engineer of the Levy District in his area of Arkansas. Now, again, I'm no expert on this, but I've read over it over the years, and correct me if I'm wrong, until a few decades ago, you really couldn't get flood insurance from a private company, private insurance company, if you were in danger of flooding and you just needed to build your house and have it on stilts and know that. You know, it's freedom. It's America. But now FEMA underwrites it, so basically you just go into an insurance company. They're like a broker or like a title company when you buy a house, and they get a little piece of it, and it goes to FEMA, and then the government's saying you got to buy this from us. This is mafia.
Well, and just so you know, on a $100,000 home, you're going to spend about $1,200 a year. On a $250,000 home, you're going to spend about $2,600 a year per person. And so this is being used. This is being used as a deterrent.
It's a federal property tax.
That's correct. It's a targeted tax. Is all that it is. It's a targeted tax, and FEMA is utilizing it because they underwrite the flood insurance policies. They are masking it with a warning people of the risk, and they are overstating every risk that they place on these flood maps in an effort to recoup money.
Amazing. I mean, like I said earlier, I know people who are up on hilltops, and they're getting these letters in Travis County saying, look, your insurance is going up.
Right. And that will happen throughout this country, Alex. There are a number, as I said, there will be 40% of the population of this country that will be affected by this. And the federal government FEMA is not warning people they're not warning people of earthquakes. They're not warning people of wind damage. They're not warning people of tornadoes, because they don't underwrite insurance policies for those items. They're warning people of a fictitious risk of flooding in areas that don't need to be required to buy flood insurance.
Well, going back to the point in closing that you tried to make as we hit that break, this is all based, you said, on this 93 document, and I've seen that document before. Go back over that document where they're saying that the real move is to basically force people out of these areas.
That is correct. The 93 flood report, which is named Sharing the Challenge, it recommends people move out of designated areas, which FEMA now has begun designating these areas. But they use this as a deterrent for economic development or for any type of development in these, quote, floodplains. However, the problem is that FEMA is redefining these floodplains. They're redefining floodplains and ignoring improvements that have been made through the years with both federal money and local money, and they are not acknowledging these flood control structures, and they are requiring areas, they are renaming areas a floodplain and requiring flood insurance because of it. And it is written into the 21st century and the sharing the challenge in the 93 flood report, and it states very clearly to use strict use regulations by communities to stop unwise development. The problem is that FEMA is defining these unwise developmental areas.
Now this isn't even federal tyranny. This is just an agency out of control, and they're taking over everything. They're training the police. This is a criminal operation. We appreciate your courage and what you've been doing, sir. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Alex, and I appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Well, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And he was at a candidate forum for Congress people. He's not running for Congress. We need people like Mr. Rash to run for Congress. We've got to get control of FEMA. I mean, come on. That's why I made the film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. We cover it all in here. I mean, this is the shadow government coming out of the shadows and just taking over everything. This is the group merging the military and police and training the military for gun confiscation. This is the group building the FEMA camps. This is the group saying they're going to force you out of your houses. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.